This is Courage to Resist, bringing you the voices of the troops who refuse to fight. On Friday, August 22, 2008, GI resistor Robin Long, who spent 3 years in Canada rather than participate in the illegal war in Iraq, was convicted of desertion in a court-martial at Fort Carson, Colorado. Awaiting transfer to a military prison, Robin is speaking with Courage to Resist from the El Paso County Jail in Colorado Springs. Well, Robin, your court-martial is done. You got 15 months in military prison. How are you feeling about the outcome?
I, all in all, on the day of the trial, had a really good day. I got to tell the Army and the world exactly how I felt, and got to meet one of my heroes, one of my heroines, Colonel Ann Wright, and I enjoyed all the support that was there, all the people that came to see, and it was kind of funny when I was leaving. They rushed me out into a Humvee, and they had the military police escort in front and behind, and they stopped traffic at all the intersections, and while I was leaving, all the supporters, a lot of them were saluting me, so that felt really good, and I was kind of looking at different figures that I could be out as early as April of next year with everything. So, I don't know, I'm just looking forward to getting to the RCF unit and start doing my time. And when I come out, I'll start speaking for peace again, and my word will be that much more powerful. I can talk now in the States instead of being up there in Canada, and hopefully we can end this occupation, this war.
Now, you said you got to tell the Army exactly how you felt. What did you tell them?
Oh, I told them, with my defense case, Colonel Ann Wright and with the other witnesses, we basically got a say to a forum and an audience that normally wouldn't hear the things we were saying about the legality of the war in Iraq and, following your conscience and, international law, a higher duty it felt really good to say those things and to let people know that they can think for themselves and follow their heart.
And did Colonel Wright testify at your trial?
Yes, she did.
And what did she say?
She was basically saying the things she saw as working in the Army and with the State Department and her decision to resign from her position in opposition to the Iraq War, and also she kind of said that she wasn't offended because she's part of the military. She wasn't offended by me deserting. Having a colonel or someone of that high of a position with the State Department working with different embassies like Mongolia, Somalia, Afghanistan, maybe they paid attention to her. The military judge looked really interested in what she was saying. So,
you said that she's one of your heroes. I'd be willing to bet that the next time we see Ann Wright, she'll be saying that you're one of her heroes. So now you're back in the county jail.
Yep, I'm here at the El Paso County Jail, waiting for transfer. They haven't told me yet where I'm going, so.
Any hints, any clues about where you may be headed?
No, not yet. They said whichever place has availability, which is kind of weird. I can't bring anything with me to this new jail. Like all the books that the nice people have sent, I can't bring any of that stuff with me. Mail, I can't even bring address books, so I'm going to be sending out all my papers that I need to have with me to somebody so they can mail them back to me when I find out where I am. So,
well, it won't take folks long to reconnect with you, and I'll bet that you'll start getting as much mail again as you've been getting. You told me the other day when we talked that you've gotten, how many letters have you gotten?
Maybe about 300, I think.
And these letters come to you from where?
I've gotten them from all over the United States, from Canada, from Great Britain, from Germany, from South Africa, from Australia, from New Zealand, from the Philippines, from Switzerland, just everywhere.
Man, you're an international hero.
That's what everyone's telling me.
Well, you're a very modest fellow, Robin, but what you've done is a very brave and important act, so I'm sure people from all over the world are admiring you for the stand you've taken. Now, what's it like to be back in jail now that you've been convicted?
I don't know, everyone's kind of seen me on television and in the newspaper, so everyone in here now that didn't know before all knows what I was doing, what I've done, and I guess the feeling I have is now I can finally start doing my time. I know what I've got, and I can live every day in here. Like, I'm trying not to, just live every day one day at a time. That's usually how I live anyway, so I can't wait to get to the new jail, because the food is going to be a lot better. So,
and tell me, have you had any contact with the mother of your child?
Yes, I've had contact with her, and I got a lot of pay things in order, so that I get paid for like the first month or so before the court martial, when I got put back on the roll, so I can give some money to them.
Well, that'll be very useful for your child. Tell us, how old is he?
He's 2 years old.
And his name is Océan. Now, I understand that as part of your deportation, you are not allowed to return to Canada for 10 years.
Yeah, that's true. I'm trying to, I've gotten the addresses, and I have a lot of friends of that are MPs and immigration critics up in Canada, and I'm hopefully going to be able to have, like, a private motion within Parliament that can pardon me on that and let me come back to Canada. I mean, it's not hopeless, so.
Well, it just seems ridiculous that a government would prevent you from seeing your own child.
Yeah.
Well, you sound good, Robin. You don't have any second thoughts about what you've chosen to do?
No, not at all. This seems like the only correct thing to do was to desert, and coming back here and facing up to it, I don't feel bad at all. I can feel all the prayers and good energy from all the people out there. I can just stop and think and ponder for a minute, and my hairs start to rise and on my arms and the back of my neck, and I know that people out there are thinking about me.
You can bet that's true. We're glad that things have been resolved, but we're really sorry you're going to have to go to prison. And yet it sounds like you're psychologically prepared for that.
Yeah, I'm thankful that in my life and the things I've chosen to do, that I got the tools and the training to have inner peace. I'm thankful that it's me and not somebody else that wouldn't have those tools to be in this position, that they might be suffering a lot more than me. I'm thankful that it's me and not somebody else.
You do sound like a man who's at peace with himself. Now, regarding your move to military prison, do you think you're going to be able to notify us where you're going to be taken before they take you away?
Probably not. If I do, I will, but I think it's going to be like, they're wanting to keep it a secret when they're moving me, because they don't want me to tell the different peace groups, because they're afraid that, I mean, I saw it with the court-martial, they had so much security, and they're afraid that these peace protesters were going to attack and kidnap me or something, so for the safety of the officers that are moving me, they're not going to say anything, so it might not be until I'm already moved and get settled that I call you guys.
And we'll probably be able to find out through your lawyers where they've taken you as well.
Yeah, for sure.
Tell me about your lawyers. You had a civilian lawyer and a military lawyer. How did you like them?
Well, first, my military lawyer, he's an awesome guy, Captain Cohen. He really worked hard for me. He said that he really enjoyed this case more than most other cases that he's worked, and we had a bunch of laughs together, and he's also going to be doing the appellate appeal part of my case, you know, trying to get clemency for different things. And Mr. James Branham, I mean, he's a genius. I was kind of, worried for a minute until I saw his defense witness list and saw Colonel Ann Wright on there, and my heart just jumped. I was like, wow, one of my heroines is going to come testify on my behalf. And he put on a really good closing argument and put on a really good case, in my opinion, but I think the judge was just maybe a little conservative, or I don't know. I thought everything was really good, though.
And tell us what you think about the GI resistance movement and what its potential is for bringing an end to these unjust wars.
I think, if enough of us can refuse to fight and be an example to the others, that we can stop these wars and maybe prevent other ones from happening. And they see that, hey, you know, if we're going to go attack someone, all these soldiers are just going to walk off, you know, like, maybe we shouldn't be doing this.
Well, you are a wonderful example, not just for the people in the military, but for people in the peace movement and just people in general, because you're a man who's decided to stand up for what you believe in and accept whatever consequences come from that. You know, like those folks gathered outside Fort Carson, Robin, when they took you away, we salute you.
Thank you.